basically, well, I just found out from the blog, I don't know if you guys got this email as well, but it needs to be television only. So no, we're not doing DVD,
Okay.
we're not doing anything else. It's just going to be television remote. It also needs to have the company colors included in it. So that's red and black, and it has to have a slogan. Just because forget the slogan, it's "We put fashion in electronics." And no teletext. I'm not sure what teletext is, but I'm assuming you guys do, so we don't want to include that in this particular design for reasons that I don't really know. It's the board, so there you go. So basically, given those guidelines, which will have some effect on how we design, we'll discuss it later. I mean, because it's television only, we won't be able to change our, well, we can sacrifice more function for a better television remote. Anyway, so I'm going to turn it over to the industrial designer to go ahead and make a presentation on it.
Okay. So you want to
Gotta
pop
plug
in
you in.
this bit here?
Yep. We're going to have to hit function, I think, but it looks like it's going to come up.
Okay. Right. That's page one of my presentation.
Very nice. For your first PowerPoint, it's lovely.
So the method, we're going to have to understand how remote controls work in order to successfully complete this project. Remote control works as follows. It's all pretty basic stuff for you guys. Sends a message to another system. So there's an energy source involved in that, like a battery or solar power, something along those lines. There's an integrated circuit, which is the microchip, that actually composes the messages. And usually the way a remote control works is it sends infrared bits to another system. User interface controls the chip. Basically, that's the casing and the buttons. And accordingly, the messages as well. So my findings, just did a preliminary study here, and I found that too much metal in remote design could potentially cause interference with the ability of the remote to send commands. And too much metal can cause remotes to behave unexpectedly by receiving false signals. When too much metal is used, sometimes people pick up radio signals and the like. And there's also the possibility of the remote catching on fire and injuring a customer. And just think about the losses that would be incurred by that. Therefore, I suggest primarily plastic construction. Components, just some ideas that I had. Energy source, it's kind of fit to be eco-friendly, so I thought maybe we could do something with solar power with an alkaline battery backup. User interface, since we can't use metal, I was thinking maybe a high-grade recycled plastic. The chip, silicon-based chip, I don't really see any way around that. We can't really be different in that respect. The sender, well, I'm thinking infrared because it is the industry standard multi-channel. That's the word I made up. PAL and NTSC compatible, and probably a 200-foot range. And the receiver, of course, is any number of electronic devices. But in this case, only the TVs. Personal preferences, I really think that we should use plastic as opposed to metal. The company simply
Right.
can't afford those kinds of lawsuits, which admittedly is going to come at the cost of a certain aesthetic value. So we're thinking.
Is there a way that we can use modern types of polymers or modern types of plastics that maybe do have some kind of aesthetic value? Like in the white, like we talked about, like on the on these laptops and other ones, these
These,
are
yeah.
pretty nice. You can do, is there some kind of nice color, better quality plastic we can work with?
Yeah, there shouldn't be a problem. For example, the plastic we have in the laptop is something that's preferably possible for us to do.
Cool.
Great.
My presentation.
Thank you very much. If next we can have the user interface developer go ahead and make a brief presentation, that'd be great as well. Just plug yourself in here.
You're in okay. There you go.
Well, so here we have a my technical functions design presentation. So a few of the requirements we need here. We basically need to operate an electronic device. It needs to be universal, and possibly operate several different types of devices, although we now understand that.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get that good to you.
That's no problem. So some of my findings, basically want to send messages to a television set. That would be any number of different things, such as switch on the television, switch to the next channel, that sort of thing. I think we're all quite intelligent and know what a normal remote control does. Now, some of the other things I've found is a complicated remote control. I'm sorry that we can't quite see my red there very well, but this remote control has many functions. So it can do a lot of things, but it is quite complicated, and most users will find that they won't use most of the functions because they don't know how to use them and don't want to take the time to learn how to do it. As you also notice, it's quite a boring design. Another remote control, slightly different. It's a simple remote control, many less buttons, but has many fewer functions, much easier for the user to manipulate and use. It also has a bit of a cheap look and is also quite boring. So my personal preference is revolutionize the idea of a remote control. So attain the functionality of a complicated device, but use a simple formatted display for the user to work with. And I was going to add another slide here, but I didn't quite have time. Just incorporating some of the ideas that we've had previously, like having multiple face buckets.
Does that mean I'm up? I think so. Okay. Oh, that would be perfect. Thank you. Get my slideshow up and running. Or not. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Okay. So this is me. Basically, I was looking through some marketing reports that we've got. We had a usability test where we were actually like watching 100 people use TV remotes and see what it is that they're using, and then they filled out a questionnaire about what they like and what they don't about their general TV remote control practices. Pretty much through testing, we were finding out that most of the time, everybody's just using changing the channel, turning it on, using the volume. The majority of the time, that's all that's going on. The other functions happen. For some people, they're important, but the primary uses are really, really basic. And so big, complicated remotes, like the one we saw in the last presentation, are really not the general public's use. They're not using a lot of it. They don't need it. They even find it frustrating when there are all those buttons they don't know what to do with. And we also found out that 50% of our people, they're the worst thing about a remote is how often they lose it, and then they can't find it in a room. So I think what we were talking about with a pager or something will really come into play with a lot of these people. There's also a survey about what they liked about remotes, and pretty much they all think they're hideous and not very useful. And the younger demographics are all really interested in voice recognition options. I don't know if that's something we're ready to look into technically. That's up to the design people. But it is something worth thinking about, especially since the younger demographic is obviously one that's going to keep growing. So if that's the direction we're headed in, it's something to think about. But basically, it really is the primary functions and getting it to look nice, which are the standards. So it's a good start for us.
That's great. Thank you, Sarah.
Need to unplug this? Need it back. There you go.
Right, so I think
Right.
thought about voice control. So do we want to go for that, or do we want to go for an older demographic? My thought is, we've got, if we're going to go for a sleek look, I mean, we are putting the fashion in electronics.
Right. We're not catering to the pensioners of the world, I don't think, so. Right.
So, we need to wonder about how we can make it better and smaller and faster. We're constrained to plastics very well. We've got this idea, Ron was saying, we need to think about revolutionizing the way it's made.
Right.
This voice operation thing, I think, is a good idea, assuming that it's doable, at least for the basic controls. Maybe we can do it that way. You know, we can see, okay, you can't say, record alias tonight at 7 p.m., but we might be able to say, volume up.
Yeah. Oh, that could work. I like that.
Simple command like locate.
Yeah, something very basic. Right. Is that only going to be within our 200-foot range then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The difficulty would be in, I think, okay, you can speak into the remote that you're trying to find. Can you have something that picks up?
Yeah. True. Make it just an option.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Are we still thinking about the screen? Sorry. Go ahead. The if we're gonna do this touchpad screen thing, are we still? Do we know if that's an option technically, right now? Did that? Okay. Okay. We're doing okay. Because that seems like an interesting option, especially because then you could have like your primary screen just be these, you know, four or five basic functions, and you'd have menu options or something to have all these other complicated voice recognition settings, things that you're not going to use every day and that a lot of people aren't going to use, but it is an option there for this high-tech market that sort of be is the sleek thing we're going for. True. Worth looking into. True. Yeah.
Seeing that we're going to just basically focus on this young demographic, aim it at them, but then in the sense that it's bells and whistles are available for anybody who wants them, but basically we'll make a sleek, simple function remote control. I think this voice recognition thing is, we've got a market for it. I don't know. More or less be cornering the market on it as well. We don't have many.
Yeah.
Thing with SC
Just the casing.
Back to the cost and material, we have to ask whether we're going to include a certain number of faceplates with the package. That's something that we're saying we're including 3 or 4 faceplates, it's going to drive the cost up.
Yeah.
The other question is, if we don't include them, are we really in a position to evaluate that market? We haven't done any tests on faceplates.
Right. Well, and the publicity of a faceplate on a phone is you have it out and around. It is sort of emblematic, whereas you're just sitting at home. So unless somebody comes over to watch TV.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some people have people coming over.
True. 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 Yeah. Yeah.
Do we have, wait a minute, it occurs to me that if we have a touch screen, people are going to have to recharge our remote controls. Yet,
true.
At the same time, that might help for this kind of complaint of being lost.
Because it would have a docking base?
Then again, that costs as well.
Yeah. Can we afford that? And will somebody buy it if we don't? For €12. It is. Fair enough. The basics.
Of people being able to input different types of skins for the actual interface part of it. Or is it just going to be one touchscreen for everybody? What would be on the touchscreen? Because you said earlier that we have to think about company colors and.
And yellow, too. Yeah, the.
We've
whatever fashioned, yeah. Right, and then you're dealing with ports and cords and. Yeah. For now. Yeah, nice. Well, but if we're gonna use a touch screen where it's gonna come on, like on your cell phone, it'll have your carrier provider name come up first, like while it's loading, and then it goes away. Perhaps it can be like a temporary, comes on every time you turn it on, and then that's it, because it is a bit much to have it like engraved on the back or something, I think. Yeah. Yeah, you would think, but if it comes from above. We're good. Yeah.